The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today we reflect on the extraordinary life and legacy of Edna O'Brien, the celebrated Irish author who broke barriers and brought women's voices to the forefront of Irish literature. From her groundbreaking debut, The Country Girls, to her profound influence on contemporary fiction, Edna O'Brien's work has left an indelible mark on the literary world. I spoke to her many times over the years about her various works, and in one conversation I asked her how she regarded the longevity of her work in her own lifetime.
All I know is that I am very glad that The Country Girls, that little foundling that I wrote now in 1958, so I don't know how many years ago that is, that it and the trilogy is still in print and still exists, and they're going to do a television series of it. It somehow retained, for some people, I mean, I don't sell hugely, but it retained its vigor, and it so kept in print, and there it was. So do the other books. But it's very hard for the writer to say, oh, yes, my books will live on, because I don't want to tempt fate. I just want fate to do it for me.
And that's the voice of the late Edna O'Brien. I'm joined now by acclaimed author Colin McCann, who became not alone a writing colleague, I suppose, of Edna O'Brien, but also a dear friend. Colm, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, you go back in several ways to the life of Edna O'Brien because your dad had an involvement with her.
That's right. Way back in the 1960s, my father, who was a journalist with the Irish Press Group, ran a page. When I look back on it, it was revolutionary at the time. It was a page on a Thursday afternoon where only women writers were allowed to print. So he invited Maeve Binchy and Mary Kenny and indeed Edna O'Brien and many others to contribute. It was called, funnily enough, Pat, it was called Petticoat Panel. You wouldn't get away with that nowadays. But at the time, it was considered a safe space to express some sort of opinions that were outliers at the time. And guess who was at the forefront of saying that sort of thing? It was Edna O'Brien.
Now, I can go back to the early versions of The Country Girls, which came out in paperback, and it was a slim enough volume, and many people kind of dismissed it as, I suppose, tittle-tattle, but it was much more profound than that.
It was much more profound. You're absolutely right. And in many ways, it was the advanced text for so much that was going to happen on the ground in Ireland. The advanced text for what would happen when we talked about morality, when we talked about sexuality, when we talked about what was going on with the Catholic Church, about friendship, about communication. All these things. And it was lovely there to just a second ago to hear her voice and to hear her talking about the fact that the book was still in print, because even for young people nowadays, that text matters in extraordinary ways. I just finished teaching a course at the Literature of Museum Ireland, Molly, in Dublin, about 2 weeks ago. And it was called it's the Edna O'Brien Bursary. And it was a group of teenagers came in, and they wrote in the spirit of Edna, tilting at the various windmills that were all around them, and it was wonderful to see.
You see, it's very easy now to have a go at the Catholic Church,
right,
because of all the scandals that have unfolded over the years. But if you think back to the publication of the Country Girls and the books that followed, it wasn't an easy thing to do. In fact, it was a very brave thing to do in those days.
It took a lot of courage to do what Edna has done, whether she was talking about the church, whether she was talking about the IRA, whether she was talking about issues that related to abortion, or even at the very end of her life, when she started writing about things that were supposedly outside her own experience. When she wrote the novel Girl, she's writing about the Nigerian experience. And again, she got flack, but, you know, she was prepared to stand up and take it. She practiced, I think, a sort of intellectual Aikido in a certain way, that the people came at her and she batted these things away, and she brought the energy around and she used it for herself. She was, as you know, she was great fun to be around, you know, and she was quite the character. You know, we're much better for her having been here. It was quite a life.
Now, Colm, when did she morph from being a slightly scandalous Irish writer living abroad who had been credited with writing so-called dirty books to being the grand dame of Irish literature?
It's a good question. I mean, I think for a lot of writers in the 70s and 80s, she was very important, but she was more whispered about. Now, I met her in 1994, almost exactly 30 years ago. I was a young writer. I'd just come out with a collection of short stories called Fish in the Slow Black River. I was in a publishing house in London. I had nothing to do. I was being completely ignored. And who but Edna O'Brien came out of an office, you know, and still with this, you know, this great drama about her. And she had read my stories, which was amazing to me. And she invited me to come along and, you know, do a reading with her in Camden Town that night. First ever reading I have ever done in my life. And I knew her at that stage as, you know, a great visionary, a great spirit. And I think I would say it was about that time when people began to realize that she wasn't, you know, somebody. She was always going to be contended with. At that time, she'd written The House of Splendid Isolation, and I remember the reading that night, Pat, where she goes, "A house remembers, you know, an outhouse remembers. History seeps into the soil, the subsoil." And I thought, wow, here's somebody who's prepared to actually really go for it. And she did. And her books will continue that legacy. Mm.
Colm, Luke, thank you very much for joining us from the United States in tribute to Edna O'Brien. And her body of work is quite extraordinary. Novels, I think there were 18 of those, short story collections, dramas, screenplays, non-fiction books, children's books and poetry collections. Her legacy will live on. Colm McCann, thank you very much for joining us. Text: my mother for my 16th birthday gave me The Country Girls, which I still have 50 years later. That's from Anya.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.